Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is CBS High on the World. I'm John Batchelor, watching Canada thanks to Conrad Black, distinguished biographer who writes at the National Post of the general election in Canada of 2019 and 2021. There is an allegation, suspicion, comment by the intelligence services in Canada that there were bad actors, perhaps People's Republic of China, Chinese Communist Party associated bad actors, who interfered in some fashion, intervened in some fashion, using money and influence peddling in one or both of those elections. That is the presenting story in Canada. Conrad, a very good evening to you. The election of 19 and 21 doesn't actually choose the prime minister. It chooses the party to favor for the prime minister's choice of that party. Justin Trudeau was prime minister for now, what, 5-6 years, and he has been the choice of the Liberal Party, but he has a minority government. Does that mean the elections of 19 and 21 were very close elections, not decided until the last weeks before the election?
In the first place, yes, they were close. And in the second place, the way the system works here, you're quite right that what is voted for is the country's divided up into constituencies like your congressional districts. And when all those people have been chosen, if there is a majority of the parliament in one party, then the leader of that party becomes prime minister. If there isn't a majority, then there's some horse trading between the parties. And normally the largest number of the party with the largest number of members of parliament is the party whose leader is elevated. But in the elections you just mentioned, Justin Trudeau has been the prime minister for 8 years, and in 2015 he won a majority, so he went straight in as prime minister. In 2019 he lost the majority, and he actually ran second in the popular vote, but he was the largest party. His was the largest party in parliament, and he made a deal with the third party, and that is what happened again in 2021. So they were both close elections, and they were particularly close in that the governing party, as it had been in the previous parliament and continued to be, was not, in fact, the party with the most votes. It was the party with the most members of parliament, but not the most votes and not a majority of the parliament.
So we're looking at democracy. It works. People find a way to choose a leader. However, there are these remarks from the National Security and from the Intelligence Committee of the parliamentarians that there was outside influence in one or both of these elections. That was several weeks ago that news came. And since then, the prime minister has been responding. And that's the subject of your most recent column at the National Post. How has he responded to satisfy the questions for the public?
Well, he has responded. And one of the points of controversy was that the foundation set up in memory of his late father, who was the prime minister of this country for 15 years, almost all of the time between 1968 and 1984, that foundation received a donation of $200,000 from a wealthy so-called philanthropist who was a Chinese citizen, and that was part of a package of grants he gave to promote studies in matters of relevance to the Trudeau family's political views at the University of Montreal, and to set up a statue of Trudeau and Pierre Trudeau, Trudeau Senior, and so that added to the question of what the Chinese were doing, promoting the election of certain members of the governing party in both the 2019 and 2021 elections. So the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said that the two existing entities, that there's an agency that oversees the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service, that agency, and there's also a parliamentary committee that looks at intelligence matters. These two entities would study the controversial matters, and they would report privately to a person that Justin identified as a special rapporteur. Now, rapporteur in French, as you might imagine, means reporter in English. And it is normally a person who keeps a record of a meeting and then writes up the record and distributes it like a conference, like the Trilateral Commission or something, has a rapporteur of the different sessions. And I say this was the summary of the discussion. So this person is the former Governor General of this country who is the Chief of State of Canada in the absence of the King of Canada.
David Johnston.
That is right. A former Governor General and former head of two of our leading universities, respect. I've had my differences with him, but he's a respected person. Consistent supporter of the governing party. He was invited to become a candidate some years ago. He declined, but he was invited, and he was in fact on the board of the foundation that has oversight of the Trudeau Foundation.
And I want to stop you there, Conrad, because that's the part from my point of view that puzzles me the most. The Prime Minister chose to clear up this matter of whether there was Chinese money interfering in any fashion to qualify his success in 19 and 21. He chose someone who was a member of the board at some point of the foundation where the money was directed. That's a puzzling decision by the Prime Minister. Has he explained it?
No, he has said that should be questioned is indicative of the toxic atmosphere created by the opposition parties. But it is a question in the minds of a good many people. And in fairness to Johnson, as I say, I've had my differences with him, but I wouldn't doubt his integrity in a question like this. But you're right, there is a matter of appearances. But my point was, you have an agency with authority for oversight and intelligence matters. You have a parliamentary committee of all parties, so it can't be a whitewash, that has the authority to look into these matters. They are now made aware of them by leaks that officials within the Securities and Intelligence Service made because they were so frustrated that no one was listening to them. I don't see why we don't just have the agency and the parliamentary committee do their investigation and make the reports. And what do we need a special reporter for? I mean, what is his purpose if not to take the reports he gets and somehow reconstruct them? I mean, let's have the reports of the people officially charged with the task of looking into these things, which they would do and would have done already if for some reason that we want to get to the bottom of, they had not had that information withheld from them.
Is it your measure, we have less than a minute, that this controversy remains boiling?
I think it has come down from boiling to simmering, but strongly simmering. And I think people would, as I myself do, give Johnson the benefit of the doubt, if there is any, that he will be honest about this. But what is he doing there? And if you need an intermediary between the two agencies or the agency and the committee charged with looking into these things, if you need such an intermediary, it shouldn't be a person who is an identifiable partisan who has no intelligence background. But what do we need an intermediary for? Let them do their jobs.
Conrad Black.
So, yes, I think that's an issue.
Conrad Black, writing at the National Post. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday afternoon. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Hi, this is Danielle Robey, the host of Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club, a podcast by Hello Sunshine and iHeart Podcasts. I'm partnering with Simple Mills, and I've just found my new go-to reading snack, Simple Mills Almond Flour Crackers. Think of this as a quick book-style review because these crackers deserve it. The premise? A snack that feels light, not heavy. Made with almond flour, sunflower seeds, and flax seeds. Nutrient-dense ingredients your body can use, not empty carbs. And the taste? Crunchy classic flavors that leave you feeling energized. For a good plot twist, try Pop'ems, cheesy, airy, poppable crackers packed with veggies. Final verdict, these are a shelf staple. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the Vyvgart Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VyvgartMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about Vyvgart Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.